get. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Log On Games podcast for Friday, March the 15th. On this episode, you get the Andrews, the wet one and the hard one. You know, that's what they call us.
It sounds worse saying hard versus solid, but sure, you know. Well, we're all with that, I guess.
I always still get a little bit confused when, but you know, we're here. We're doing it.
I think, what is it? They're, I guess, because I've been friends with them first, I'm solid and you're liquid. Is that how it works?
I mean, sure. I'm always a little wet, you know.
I don't know how to respond.
We're going to be talking about Destiny on the podcast, so if you hate that game, get out! No, I'm just all kidding.
Right. See ya.
We're in that time, Andrew, where it's like, it's the springtime. May and June, like, we just got summer games officially announced for June the 7th. So it's like that time where no one's saying anything because they're either saving it or it's like already coming out like now. So
yeah, for sure.
But very interesting enough, we've been playing Destiny the last week because I've seen you on. And it's been a while since we've been on. So I thought we'd talk about Destiny. We also got some Destiny news today with Into the Light. And you know what? Maybe we'll just title the episode "How We Fixed Destiny." How we fixed it. How we fixed the game. And we'll just tell everybody what needs to be fixed. You know,
or how the OGs feel in 2024.
I'm always like, I was on my YouTube a couple of days ago, and it came across like Destiny One player plays Destiny 2 for the first time or whatever, and I was like, oh, that's what's up.
Really? Wow. I'd be curious to see that.
With me today, his name is also Andrew because it's the best name ever. You can find him in the city. We have Andrew with us on the podcast.
That's me!
At Brown Berserker. How's it going?
Chilling, dude. It's been a weird couple of weeks, people probably don't know, I dog walk for a full time, and it is 70 degrees today.
Ooh, like, yeah, it's 80 here.
Like, WTF, it is 70 degrees. So it's been a roller coaster of weather on my side.
What's the weirdest or rarest dog breed that you have walked?
So what's funny is I feel like my own personal dogs are more rare than the dogs I walk. Strangely enough, a lot of people have like these, it's kind of like a poodle mix. I can't remember the name of the breed, but like they're, I don't know. You start to see like a
doodle,
trend.
Some sort of doodle.
Yeah. These like lanky doodly looking dogs, cute, great personalities. But it's funny how many people want the same dog. Like,
yeah.
You know, to each their own. You know, you like your breeds and you have your reasons for clicking with certain breeds. But like, you know, not to toot my own horn, like my own pups are so unique that people will literally stop in the middle of the road driving and they would be like, whoa.
That's not the doodle.
What type of dog is that? And is that dog a husky? And I'm like, no, actually, he's not a husky, but he's like a miniature husky. And like, so it's interesting. But I wouldn't say I walk anything rare per se compared to my own personals.
When you get to the rich parts of Atlanta, you just like drive through the rich neighborhoods, every dog is some form of doodle. Every single one, without fail.
Okay, like, so then maybe that is the thing. Maybe that
it's
is
like, oh, you have money? You need to get a couple doodles.
Yeah, because there's definitely some like neighborhoods I go in and the houses have three car garages and it's just like, whoa. And it's like a lot of the same breeds. So
it's a lot of doodles. Yeah. And then we have a mutt. It's really funny. My brother's dog that we took when he moved to Boston, I don't remember exactly what he is, a mix between, but he looks like a German Shepherd colors, but in a corgi body. That's what he looks like.
Ooh, that sounds cool.
He is a mess.
You have to send me a pic after. That's cool.
He's an absolute mess. And then our dog that we've had forever, well, I say forever, like six years, is like a beagle spaniel mix. So he's essentially a beagle, just like with longer hair.
I respect. But, I actually grew up with a beagle, so that's awesome.
Yeah, he's swell. He's swell. Right now, our new house, our neighbors for the backyard, they have a Staffy or a Pitbull or something. It's like a super nice dog. He doesn't do anything. I'm not worried about that dog. I'm worried about our dogs. Our dog sees anything that moves and just bolts to it. But at least it's fenced in, so like they can't do anything. But
so are you talking about moving in like a playful way? Like so?
No, I don't. We've never figured it out. They've never caught whatever they chased.
Yeah, my dogs are prey driven, so they see birds and squirrels, they lose their friggin' mind. So
we have a ton of cats around here. So like every time we take them out to use the bathroom, now there's usually a cat like on top of the fence, and they just freaking take off towards it. And I lied. Our beagle dog caught a possum one time and just destroyed it.
Oh God!
It was a night full of baths.
Yeah, I hope so.
And digging.
And drinking a bottle of Listerine. Yeah.
Yes. But we had dinner for a week, you know what I mean? No, I'm just kidding.
There you go.
We want to welcome everybody to the Log On Games podcast. It's a weekly show in which we discuss a variety of new games, big announcements, events, and more. New episodes upload every Friday. You can watch us at youtube.com/@LogOnGames. You can follow us at Log On Games on X, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Threads, wherever it is that you want to do that on. I also have a bone to pick with TikTok. I'm not a political person at all. Like, I'm the person that's like, I don't even care who our president is. Just whoever wants to take over, just do it. Whatever. That's how, like, unpolitical
I mean, I'm laughing, but I'm the same way.
So. Yeah. But since I guess they have, like, they're either, like, trying to ban TikTok or they're trying to get TikTok sold. So I guess, like, Congress or somebody passed some bill that TikTok might be banned if something doesn't happen or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Every other TikTok is, like, another, like, political person like talking right to the camera being like, this is what's going on. It's like, I understand that it's TikTok, but I don't follow any political people. I don't watch any political stuff. Yeah, so the fact that now I'm getting them, I'm just like, because you can like click the thing and be like, I don't want to see this anymore. And I just keep clicking it and it doesn't even matter. And I'm just like, this is stupid. So that's my bone to pick. So don't even follow us on TikTok. You know, don't even go on that site anymore.
I actually don't even use TikTok.
So. Old news, man. Old news. I use it like Google now, or like a quicker version of YouTube. Like I was making a soup the other day and I was like, how am I supposed to blend this thing? I could go on YouTube and watch this whole thing, but I just went on TikTok and searched and watched like five videos. And
what kind of soup was
it? Made the best tomato bisque soup you've ever had.
Okay. So let me ask you, like if I have tomato soup, I have to have a grilled cheese with it. Is that... That's just from, I think, from like elementary school, right? Like, I just have to have a grilled cheese with like my tomato soup.
So what? I'm a big soup guy.
Even in
but
summer?
At any time, all the time.
Really? Okay.
And it's really funny because, I mean, I wouldn't call myself cheap, but I do go looking for deals. So like, for example, we had my wife and I's 6-year anniversary last weekend. We went to the Vortex in Atlanta. Normal restaurant, normal food. I would say probably like $10 to $20 per person, depending on what you want. But I sit down and I see there that they have a tomato bisque soup. And I'm a big tomato bisque guy. And it's like, the soup's always like dirt cheap. It's like $4 for a big old bowl. And I'm just like, you know what? I don't even care. That's what I want. That's what I want.
Okay.
But I have to have... like a chunk of bread. Like it looks like I'm a Viking and I just rip it and dip it, you know?
Respect.
And then I just go raid villages afterwards. It's great. I want to feel like I'm about to go raid a village and I really need to get my energy.
Okay. So it's funny you say that because like I'm thinking about the people that would like just destroy a village and pillage and all that.
Yeah.
And I just see them with like a hunking drumstick of meat, just tearing it, covered in fur. And here's Andrew with bread dipping in soup. I'm like, oh, I'm going to tear that village apart, baby.
You know, it's always like some sort of soup or stew, you know, sometimes like chunk of meat in the stew. And, you know, it's just like they got it all over their beard. You know, it's always like dripping down their beard. And
that's
like,
beer.
That's just they got a big old.
They got a spoon like.
I don't use spoons when I eat soup. I only use bread.
That's fair.
Or something to scoop and dip. I do a spoon to like stir it, and then I just throw the spoon in the sink. Yeah, that's it.
At the waiter. It's like, yeah. Get this out of here. I don't want this.
The funniest thing is when you're at like a diner and you get a soup and they give you like two little tiny packages of saltine crackers. And
bro. Like,
listen, you're going to need to bring the whole
freaking bring me 12 packets. Two's not going to do anything. Like, I went to Wendy's recently and I got their chili. And even chili. That small chili, two packets of crackers is not enough for me. Not enough.
Absolutely not.
Yep.
Let's talk some video game action.
All right.
I guess it wasn't 2 hours ago, but it was like 2 hours ago when I saw it. But earlier this morning, well, I guess it's Pacific time. This was written at 10 a.m. Pacific time. So here on the East Coast, that's what, 2 o'clock?
Sure.
1 o'clock? Something like that?
Sure.
Destiny/Bungie put out a whole shtick this Thursday, their normal twab, and gave us some news. But the big news out of it was Into the Light, which we talked about briefly a couple weeks ago. But I'm reading this from GameSpot.com. Destiny 2's final season is also its longest. But players can look forward to new content before the arrival of the Final Shape expansion in June. Developer Bungie has officially announced that Into the Light will launch on April the 9th, alongside update 7.3.6, adding new story content throughout April and May that paves the way for the final chapter in the Light and Darkness saga. Beyond that, Bungie is keeping quiet on what players can expect to see, but the new key art for Into the Light does tease another showdown with the Hive, possibly in what appears to be the Midtown PvP map set inside the Last City. The new update will also deliver further tuning to Destiny 2 and quality of life updates. And Bungie says it'll provide more details in separate live streams starting next week on its Twitch channel. Players can also earn the Those Held Dear emblem by watching live stream for at least 30 minutes, and watching for 2 hours in total will unlock the Echo Diamond emblem. Live stream number one will be this coming Tuesday, March 19th at 10 a.m. Pacific time, which is 1 p.m. Eastern time. For all these dates, that's the time. They're doing it on March 19th, March 26th, and April the 2nd. Andrew, what in the heck do you think this is going to be?
I don't know, but I'm hoping that it's a much bigger surprise than we think. I hope it's not just some basic filler thing. And I for one, have been talking about how I want some new content. Like, let's get creative and actually, like, make something different. Mm-hmm. I hope that this is that. And I don't know if this was developed last year. I don't know if they developed this 2 months ago.
Yep.
But I'm hoping it's some sort of, like, exciting refresh to pull people back in. And by pulling people back in, hopefully they can keep us there until that expansion. And then, you know, just get that snowball rolling.
That's my biggest question / concern is, like, when and how was this made?
Like, yes.
Like, you delayed the final shape because you needed to work on the final shape, but then you decided to work on this. So it's a little confusing. Or was it just like, was this something that was like 50% done, and when you delayed the final shape, you're like, you know what, we can allocate some people to like make this into something that we can put out before the final shape? I don't know.
So I'm going to say two things though. Like, the key art actually catches my eye. I like the armor and the weapons in there. Something I'm noticing is it looks like a Vanguard turret.
Yeah.
I've been saying this for the longest time. If they're finally putting a horde mode in, your boy is going to be playing. I'm telling you right now, if there is a horde mode, if this is a horde mode of some sort,
we're in.
I am in, boy. I'm telling you.
We love a horde mode.
So this is the first key art that's definitely getting my mind stirring. And like I said, the armor in this is really cool. So I, you know, I've taken the bait. We'll see. I've taken the bait.
Realistically, in my brain, if I'm just like trying not to get my hopes up, because yeah, my hopes would be horde mode or something like that. Like, kind of like Dares of Eternity. Something similar to that, where it's like a permanent mode that's fun. That over the course from, I guess, April 9th when it comes out until the final shape, similar to how Strike Sour, it's like, when it comes out, these are the rewards. This is the difficulty. Maybe 2-3 weeks later, there's the harder difficulty, more rewards, all the way leading up to the final shape, which is like, you know, 2 weeks before we have like whatever the Grandmaster version of this would be, with like some sick rewards, which I assume there's some leaks and some rumors, and they're mostly like returning weapons that we don't have anymore. So that would be understandable, which means like they didn't have to put that much work into just bringing old weapons back. They kind of just had to like tune them up.
Yeah.
They didn't have to create anything fresh, which would make more sense since they're supposed to be working on the final shape. But if I'm being realistic, I'm thinking something along the lines of what an activity would be for like a season, like a seasonal activity kind of thing. And it's just like that with some new rewards, I feel like is probably what we're going to get. But I do hope it's much better. I hope I'm surprised. I hope it's some sort of horde mode. There's rumors that it's going to be like, we're going to be going to past planets and past levels, I guess, on said planets and doing some things here and there. But
okay,
we won't know for sure till this Tuesday, April the 9th. So
let's see. Maybe that's yeah, we got a minute till then.
Yeah,
we got a minute.
But at least it's something. You know, they did do the 30th anniversary stuff, which was kind of like similar. I know I've seen some YouTube videos already. They were like, this is something they never done before. I was like, Dares of Eternity was pretty much a filler before a expansion, but it was also paid for, whereas this is going to be free for everybody. So that's the good news. That being said, we've both been playing Destiny recently. How you been?
So I went on a rant. I went on a rant the other night, obviously, about what I've typically gone on about the Taco Bell effect, taking the same ingredients, making new stuff. I just found out the other night that unless you unlock the exotic skimmer board, I'll call it skimmer. I don't know what it's called. Hoverboard.
Yeah. Skimmer.
You don't get that hoverboard again.
Correct.
The white one that's in your inventory now is only for the quest to get the exotic. Yeah. I was content on having my white basic hoverboard. And now I'm like, okay, wait. Like, I have to grind for this?
You got to grind for it. You got to watch those Twitch streamers for 2 hours and get those little diamond things you can shove in there.
Oh, there's actually a connection between that? I didn't know about that.
So if you watch a Twitch streamer that has drops enabled for 2 hours, you can get one per week. So I guess, I don't know how many weeks are left in it. You can get one this week and one next week and then one the next, maybe? Is it going for 4 weeks? Who knows?
Okay.
But you will get a diamond medallion or whatever to put in, which I think is like 300 medals or something like that towards that skimmer.
Okay, yeah, because I don't know what it entails to get it, to be honest.
Otherwise, you just got to play the freaking game modes like an insane amount and just get
it. Okay, so you're saying for 3 weeks, as long as I watch for 2 hours per week, I can get the exotic?
I don't know. I don't know how long the event goes on for.
Okay.
But I know you need like 1,200 medallions or whatever.
Okay.
And I've turned in two of those, and I'm at like 700 something. But both of those were like
300 something. I'll have to log in and check then. Okay.
Or you can just buy it, you know.
Can you?
Yeah, you can buy it.
Oh my god!
It has the.
Why am I shocked?
It comes with all the or a version of it. It's, I think it looks different. Comes with like the armor set or whatever bundle.
Okay.
But I don't. The people. There's been other people, Destiny content creators and such, are like, you need to do this or you won't get it. They're gonna have more. I feel like, especially 100%. Like when the final shape drops.
100%. Yeah.
There's a bajillion sparrows. I just assume now there's going to be a lot of skimmers as well. So it's like, it's not like you're just not going to have one for the next year or whatever. But if you want this one for sure, yeah, you got to do all this bullcrap.
I'm waiting for the Halloween one. Sorry. I'm just going to wait for the Halloween one.
I've been slowly getting addicted to Destiny again.
Ooh.
And I think it's about the right time. Midway through March, slowly get addicted to it, and then hopefully this thing in beginning of April is good.
What is it exactly that's re-sparking for you?
Camaraderie? So I'm still like only halfway done with the seasonal stuff. I've been waiting to do it with the other guy, a friend of mine that I was doing it with.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm kind of at the point where I just want to do it and finish it.
Because
all the like wish stuff, and like I really want to get the Apex rocket launcher, but I can't do it because I'm like waiting to finish the seasonal stuff. To I haven't even unlocked that part yet. Mm-hmm. So kind of want to do that so I can get that going. But I've also been dabbling in builds.
Okay.
In preparation, which is something I know I said a couple podcasts that I didn't want to do, but I'm sucked in, and so I started doing it again.
So you never have before, or this is no?
Just like I was like, if I do builds now, by the time the final shape comes out, these builds might suck, you know, and then I have to redo them all over again, or at least update them, you know.
Well, so like let me put you on pause there. So because of their new update on their mod system, there are builds out there that only run off of those default mods. So you can actually secure a lot of good builds that don't require seasonal mods at all. So,
yeah, I mean, I would say I have two or three builds that I've had for years that, you know, don't really change that much, like freaking solar locks where you just chunk nades everywhere.
I love that.
Has always been good, and I still use it.
It's still good. Yeah.
but the two new ones I did was like the Polaris Lance build, which is mainly for this season because of the mods and stuff like that. And then I have like a full support build that I made as well with, I forget the name of the helmet, the biggest, ugly, nasty looking warlock helmet that you have to use tracer rifles for.
Okay.
Essentially to just give everybody heavy ammo and heal grenades and restoration and everything. For like that's harder content and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So I have those, but then I also have other. I mean, all my build slots have been maxed out for quite some time now. So now it's just like, okay, which one's old and not worth it anymore?
Let's
replace this with something else.
So let me ask you, what is your favorite like warlock build or subclass? We'll say
my favorite subclass is Arc, but I like never use it hardly. Because, like right now, just everything's solar. Like you go into anything, I need a warlock well. I need a warlock well. I need a well. So I'm just like always in solar. So I've been doing a lot of raids this last week, Andrew, and everybody's looking for a warlock well. Let me tell you. So that's what I do. But if I could just choose anything, it would be Arc. It's the most fun. My favorite part of Destiny, my favorite part of being a warlock and is being Arc and just wiping out ads. Just let me wipe out ads, you know? Let me see just everybody's overwhelmed. There's too many ads, and let me wipe out the whole room in like 3 seconds with my Arcanist. That's my favorite part of this.
That's what's up.
Am I great against the bosses when I do that? No, but y'all can take care of the bosses. I'll take care of everything else. So y'all can concentrate on the bosses.
Well, no, that's why you have at least, you know, one good weapon for DPS. You're all right.
Yeah. That's like my most fun thing to do. I just like rarely get to play Ark. My one Ark build that I have now, because I deleted one yesterday, is the whatever the Ark trace rifle is. It's just ionic traces for days, essentially. So like I just always have Ark souls out for everybody, and ionic traces coming to me 24/7, and it's just like constant, and it's really fun.
What is the it's not getaway artist. There's the one warlock one where you consume the nade and you can get a buddy.
Yeah.
So
I don't have that.
So what you do is you have like you consume the nade, you get a little support buddy. You throw down the rift, you get another support buddy, and then there's the pulse rifle where after so many kills, another buddy appears, so you can have like three up at the same time.
Three buddies.
Yeah, it's sick.
Yeah. Good stuff. I mean, I've been doing that. I've been trying to, this is going to sound weird, but it's just the way it is. I've been trying to beat raid bosses without playing the whole raids, just to try and get a drop of some sort, you know. I don't have any raid
it's called farming
at all. I don't have a single raid exotic from any of the raids in Destiny 2. And I want one.
Just to say you have, or no. Is there like one you're actually going for?
So I want Vex mythic class. Like, it was my favorite, or one of my favorite weapons from D1, and I really want it in D2. And now I know it recently got buffed, so I want it even harder. But the weapon that I want the most is the Void machine gun from the Europa raid, whichever one that one is, which I've never played before.
Okay. You know what's funny? I got that gun. I think I fired it once, and it's just been in my vault.
Well, the reason I want / need it is the Void build that I have that's really good, that I love with a passion. It has like it's the one where you just shove out the little void soul things.
Yeah.
And it like weakens everybody, and I can have like 50 of them out there.
Yep.
I need that machine gun has repulsor brace, which is like if you're shooting someone that's being weakened, you get all this crap, all the good stuff happening.
Yeah.
And I have other things that have that, and they're fine, but I need that machine gun.
They need trading, man. I would just give it to you.
Right?
Straight up.
And it only drops from the boss of that raid. So I learned how to do the boss of that raid, and I've done it like 3 times, and I've gotten the sword all 3 times. And it's like, and that's not even an exotic. It's just a normal freaking legendary.
What raid is that? Oh, is that Deepstone Crypt?
Yes.
Yeah, Deepstone.
So, but as of last night, I'm like, you know what? I know I can do all the, I need to do some of these challenges so I can get better chances at the exotic at the end. So I've been trying to go through full raids with people, but I'm really just kind of doing the ones that I know well.
That's fair.
So
I can get that.
But it's been fun. I've been having a good old time of, I want to play Final Fantasy 16, but this always happens. Anytime I get back into Destiny, I'm always playing another game, and then Destiny happens. And I'm like, all right. And I'll sit down and be like, I should finish Final Fantasy 16, but I want to do some builds, or let me just see who's at the boss of this raid that I can jump in and just beat it real quick.
I just want to say that I am envious. I've been having fun socially playing it. All I've been doing is Grandmasters, so like end game content. I like strategic play. Like, that's the funnest stuff to me. But I haven't got that bug to just log on and just play by myself. I spent like 2 hours the other night just like clearing out my inventory because it was maxed out. And I find that very like therapeutic. It's weird. Yeah. I like just putting on music and just like, I don't need this role. I don't need this role. I don't need it. Just kind of like clean up, you know, like I've enjoyed that, but, I haven't got the bug yet. I want it. I really do.
He wants the bug.
I want the bug, but you know.
Okay, so we have Into the Light, and then on April 9th, that's supposed to add new content through April and May.
Yeah.
And then we had the final shape on June 7th, right?
Yes.
If you if we're trying to be realistic here, what would you, and obviously whatever, it's not like they're working, whatever they're working on now, they're probably like finishing and polishing at this point. So it's not that they can go and change major things, but in order to get players back, in order to get players excited, in order to get pre-orders up for the final shape, what would they have to do between now and then to do any of those things?
So this Into the Light thing, I think, is a good start, especially if they showcase what it's actually going to be and it's actually going to give us something brand new.
It says so brand new, but what does that mean, you know?
So, yeah, like new armor, new weapons, hopefully not refreshes, which is going to be, unfortunately. But like some, like I said, some new gameplay loop, like we were saying, like Destiny hasn't had a true horde mode. As gear veterans, I think I personally would love that. Even wow, I'm going blank. What's the Halo one?
ODST.
ODST. Yeah, like horde modes are fun. Like, you know, just you can just sit in there and just stay in there as long as you want. And like the further you get in, you could get better rewards. But yeah, I'm hoping this Into the Light thing alone is enough to pull people in. But it's like you said. So this comes out, what, April, May, June. That means whatever content...
Essentially two full months from when this comes out.
Yeah, whatever that is has to be enough to hold people for that long. And then the other thing I was thinking of for them to pull people back or get a new fan base in is I think it was one weekend they had every expansion for free to play. Mm-hmm. That would be really cool. Or they go on like some big, huge sale. And it's like, get the whole Destiny bundle dumb cheap. Yeah. So yeah, either free-to-play weekend or weekends, discount the crap out of everything, and or we are just relying on this Into the Light thing to hold us and pull us back in. So,
I mean, they'll never do this, but what would be great is to have all the expansions for free for like a week. Mm-hmm. And then... the final 2 days of that week, you know, they love their pop-ups when you sign in. Just have one being like, you can, you know, this ends in 2 days. You can buy all the expansions right now for like $10 or something. That is just like crazy cheap.
Yeah. That's actually a brilliant setup, honestly.
And then that gets new players in and old players that are wanting to gear towards the final shape ready to go. And honestly, that gives people like us things to do because we'll have friends that, new friends that come in and play and we can play through with them. But so I agree. I hope it's a horde mode. Oh, please.
For me, without the bug, I've always been that player that even if I'm not into Destiny, like Carlos recently was like, hey, you want to run GMs? I'm like, sure. Like I'll hop on and help people. I don't care. So that's been an easy way to get me to play again. And running GMs lately has been fun. So that little gameplay loop alone has been like, I mean, it's fun. I'm missing it, you know? Maybe I should refresh my builds. And like, I did spend time doing a build so I could run GMs better. And that also in that process and clearing up my vault, you know, there are little trickles of just like, okay, yeah, this is fun.
And I still want to do all of the raids full. Because there's still two or three that I haven't done. But I want to do them all fully how they're intended to be done.
Like no I said, you have no two bodies if you need them. You have two bodies. Just let Carlos and I know.
I don't think we'll have a problem getting people together between people that's in like our clan and my
friends. I don't care how long it takes. I like to see people experiencing that type of content for the first time. Carlos and I have done blind runs with people where we're like, we're just going to shut up. And when you have given up, we'll give you clues or we'll tell you what to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
but I still want to do all that. So there's still time. So for me personally, I think there's kind of plenty to do. Cause I need to finish the seasonal stuff. And then probably once that's finished, Into the Light will be out. And then once we get bored of that, 3 days later, I can start doing all the raids up until final shave.
You know what's been my problem? So, like, I don't know what... So, your chase right now is just catching up, right? And redoing your builds.
Yeah, pretty much.
So, every time a season comes out, they're like, oh, you got to get this rocket launcher or this grenade launcher because it's, like, the meta, right? Yeah. I used to be that person that chased for that. But what would happen is I would grind out for a week. I would get the god roll. The next season would come around and it's irrelevant. And I'm just like, yeah. Okay. So like I have the god roll sniper, god roll rocket, god roll grenade launcher, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So like right now they can tell me that there's a god roll grenade launcher. And I'm like, I guarantee you, I probably have an old one that's maybe close to what you guys are talking about.
Exactly.
Yeah. So I need like... I miss that chase, but like I've been burned too much to where you're going to tell me to chase for this, but it's probably not going to be like relevant in like 2 months. So it's like,
yeah. But it might be relevant in 6 months again.
That's fair. That's fair.
Well, depending on how they do episodes. I know like with the seasons, it's always been like, there's been two burns that are the meta for that season or whatever.
Okay.
And then they like the next season, you know, it's Ark and Solar now. And then the next season, it's Stasis and Strand and whatever. So I don't know how that's going to work with the episodes. If they're going to keep doing that or if they're going to kind of just be done with doing that. And then it's just like kind of per activity or whatever. But
so no joke. Earlier, you talked about how you made a build around Polaris Lance. And for people watching, that's like it's a scout rifle, but it does like this really cool this effect or whatever, this thing.
Yeah. And then the seasonal mods make it like way better too.
Yeah. So like this single weapon, I feel like wasn't relevant like many, many years ago. It just like in the last, like, I don't know, last few seasons, it's become like super powerful. No joke. I am just that gun alone and using a build around that one gun has excited me.
Yeah.
One gun that I've been ignoring for years, playing with it with its synergy in the build has been so much fun. And I'm like, this is what I'm missing.
The problem, though, is next season, it'll still be good. It just won't be as good anymore.
Okay, let me ask you this. Have you used that gun in a fire team who's also using that gun?
No.
Bro.
I don't think so.
You want to see a health bar getting chunked?
Yeah.
Get three people using that. Carlos and I will run it. We were doing GMs with another guy. He wasn't using it, but Carlos and I were doing it. Carlos and I alone were chunking champs.
I'm down. I haven't done any GMs.
It's so sick,
dude. In recent at all. So
you're stronger than me, so you'll be fine.
I don't know if I am.
I think I'm like 18 or something. Like
that's about where I am.
Okay, I'm low.
Depending on what build is, 18, 19, 18, 20, something like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, we will see what Into the Light's going to do on this Tuesday. I'm praying for a horde mode. I mean, this is not going to happen.
Well, not this Tuesday. You said April, right? April.
This Tuesday, March 19th, they're doing a stream that kind of is like showing it off.
Oh, gotcha.
April 9th is when it comes out.
Yeah.
But would be cool if this is not going to happen again. I'm just
being realistic here.
I'm just going to say it. I'm just going to put it out there. It would be cool if a new subclass came out now so that they didn't have to force it upon us the whole story of the final shape. If they were going to do one. I know they didn't say they were going to do one, but if they were going to do one, do we really want it to be like Lightfall where you're just forced to use it the whole time? Or like when Stasis came out, it's like, guess what? You have to use this even if you don't like it. And even if you do like it, we're going to make you only use this and nothing else. Be nice for it to just come out April the 9th or the beginning of May or whatever. Let us use it. Let us play with it. Let us build things with it all the way till the final shape comes out. So when the final shape comes out, We already have our builds. We already have our stuff ready to go. And you don't have to sacrifice story elements to force upon a subclass. All
right. So I don't mean
spite
to like
the fairy.
No, I don't mean to burst in your parade. I have a higher chance of landing a date with Sydney Sweeney before that happens.
You're correct. I said
while
it's
she's
not
wearing
happen.
The costume.
It's not going to happen. I said it's not going to happen.
I know.
But if they would have just asked me, you know, 8 months ago, do that so we don't have to, like, you know, you're about to fight the witness. Oh, make sure you get the subclass or your grenade's not going to work. And you're like, okay, well, fine.
Okay.
But that's not
good. You just said something that I wanted them to do so bad. They tease this in the vanilla campaign for D2. Remember when we lost the light?
Yeah.
Put me through a campaign where 80% of that campaign, I don't have any of my powers. Please, let's go. Let's
just
go.
Just weapons, baby.
Just weapons. Let's go. Halo.
Yeah. I'm down. I mean, they're not going to do it, but I'd be down.
Because, you know, like...
There may
I
be
like,
sections of it, but...
I like games where, like, you know, you start out, like, godlike, and then they strip you down, and you work your way back up. And I really, really was hoping in that D2 campaign that it was going to take us a while to get that light back. And we were just going, like... OG Spartans with our guns and our grenades. That's what I want.
Be sick.
That's what I want.
I mean, the way they talked about the final shape when they did their stream was like the closer you get to the witnesses, like headquarters, weird things start happening. So it could just be like, as we play the campaign, we start losing things.
We turn into like Looney Tunes characters.
By the time we get to the witness, we just don't have like any abilities like at all.
It's just a boxing match.
You just start like the third or fourth mission. And it's like, you don't have Ark anymore, sorry. And you're like, why? Why? And everybody's on Twitter like, freaking Final Shape's bugged out, won't let me use Ark. And then like episode or like mission 5 or 6, you lose Void. And you're like, oh, freaking bugged out again, man. I can't use my stuff.
Or what if like the like final mission is like you're in this like arena with the witness and he pulls out like a hoverboard and you have to play skate with him?
Yeah. It's a
Tony
it's
Hawk.
It's a skimmer contest. Yeah. Like, who can do the longest manual? That's the winner.
They managed to land, like, Offspring to, like, do the music for it?
Yep. That'd be sick. That'd be so sick. It'd be the best boss ever.
Oh, my gosh.
Turns out the witness is just the most baller skater of all time.
He's a bald Tony Hawk.
Yeah. He is Tony Hawk.
He is Tony Hawk.
He reveals himself to be Tony Hawk. And then after you
his
beat
hair
him, there's a trailer for the new Tony Hawk game made by Bungie.
The industry smart. Would just like explode.
Smart.
See?
Smart. Those are smart moves right there. Yeah. Any final thoughts? Maybe this will be a little shorter one. A Destiny only one, because that's who we are. We're not doing the podcast anymore. Only Destiny podcast.
I know. And Carlos isn't here, man. I've been very negative on the game for the last year or so. A friend of mine, he finally got to the point like a few years back where he's like, I can't do this anymore. And I was the defender. I've been the defender for years. Mm. I've been the punching bag for all the negativity. And, you know, it finally like hit me where I was just like, yo, I'm tired of like reskinned guns and like the same old content, the Taco Bell effect. But there is a part of me that does miss the game and misses like having the bug like you've gotten back recently. And truth be told, I have been having fun with it lately, but not enough to where I want to log in and grind on my own. But I'm really hoping that they do redeem themselves. I hope that this is the true sequel to The Witch Queen. I hope it's way beyond, you know, Lightfall. And I hope they do redeem themselves, because like this is a company that like literally impacted my life like no other game, like straight up. I know, like, as a first person shooter, like Halo was like the game changer, but Destiny got me into like doing raids and playing socially like this and playing more with strangers and friends and grinding and making builds. Like, this game changed me as a gamer. So there is a part of me that really hopes Bungie can turn it around. I hope they can. I really do.
Yes, I agree. I'm in a similar situation where the people that I played D1 with, like hardcore, and even like the first year and a half of D2, yeah, like hardcore, like the three or four people that I played with like almost every day, like they just don't play it anymore because they had dropped off at some point and they were just like, I'm never touching this game again.
Yeah.
And I'll text them every once in a while and just be like, hey, I know y'all are on PC now, like a bunch of PC nerds, but the Witch Queen is like super cheap now or whatever. Like anytime there's like a crazy sale, I'm like, listen, you should get on and just play it. Like when the Witch Queen came out, I texted them like three or four times during it, just being like, you should just, it's like on sale for $5 or $10 now, whatever. Like you should just play it. See what happens. And then Lightfall came out and I didn't text them anymore. But don't come back now. Don't come back. But if they came back, like, I don't know about the people that dropped off that you played with, but I think for the most part, they dropped off before or around like when Stasis came out. So like,
okay,
coming back to be able to play the Beyond Light campaign, Witch Queen, Lightfall, plus all the dungeons and the raids and two new subclasses, like there'd be a lot of the, for those people to come back to. So if you haven't played in a while, I know everybody that plays Destiny right now are like, it's in a bad spot and there's nothing to do. But if you haven't played in a while,
oh, there is so
a lot.
But see, there's a negative, right? They come in and they don't know what to do first. That's the problem too. It's a double-edged sword.
I'm not talking about those people. I'm just talking about the people that have played but then dropped off.
Oh, me. Yeah, gotcha.
Yeah, yeah. That's why you just, you know, shoot us a message at Log On Games and you're like, hey, I haven't played since they were still with Activision. We'll get in there. We'll do it. We'll get our hands dirty. We're not afraid to get our hands dirty, you know?
Not afraid.
Not afraid. All right, well, have you beaten Final Fantasy VII Rebirth yet?
Bro, still playing. There's a podcast I listened to, and one of the guys said he was on chapter 13, and he's still playing. I'm on chapter 9. So we're still going.
Still going. Yeah, I'm still going on 16.
Yeah.
But whatever.
Whatever.
And it's funny. I've been seeing like trolls and people that are stupid, because there's two different ones. There's people that are actually trolling, and there's people that actually just don't know, and they're stupid. That are like, oh, Starfield, y'all made a big deal when Starfield was only 30 frames, but Final Fantasy VII comes out and it's 30 frames. Nobody said nothing. I'm just like, they have a 60 frame version.
Yeah, there's a, so, yeah, performances. Yeah.
It's like all in my Twitter timeline now. It's just like, I have a picture of both the games and be like, Starfield's garbage, but Final Fantasy VII's great or whatever. And they're both 4K 30 frames. And I was like, 60.
That's been my dilemma with the Dragon's Dogma 2 coming out. Apparently it's 30 locked, yeah, on console.
Same. I'm, yeah, just like, no, thank you.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of people, if you can do it, kudos to you. I'm playing Final Fantasy 16 right now, and it hurts me when I'm just running around the world and it dips to like 30 or 40 or 50 or whatever.
We have new standards, like, man. Our eyes just need that. We need those frames, man.
Need the frames.
We need those frames.
I'm at the point now where there's certain games that are coming or updating to 120, and I'm going back between 120 and 60, and I'm just like, do I want to take the that is usually a pretty visually, like a big visual drop when you go to, mm-hmm, 120. So now I'm contemplating like games like Overwatch at 120, there's not a huge visual drop. Like, maybe in some of the lighting, maybe things are a little bit shinier, you know, at 60, but it's not enough.
I mean, it looks like a PS2 game anyway. So.
Yeah. Like, Rocket League's at 120, all this other stuff. But then, like, Apex just recently came out with their 120 hertz version. I've been playing with friends on that, but it's just like, man, it looks like I'm playing on the Switch. And it's like, I don't know if I can do this. And I'll play, like, Sea of Thieves, and it's the same way, where it's just like, man, this game takes a hit. So wait for that PS5 Pro, baby.
Here's my quick take. Like, I have a PC that can play stuff up to like 144 hertz or whatever. Mm-hmm. I'm fine with 60. I don't need my games to be like 120. Like, So here's the thing. When you see that for the first time, you know, you're like, oh, but
exactly.
Like, but you get, no, but you get used to it.
Yeah.
And then it just, I don't know. Like, just make 60 the standard. Does everything just be 60?
60 should be the standard. I agree. Yeah. Yeah. Should be 60. We shouldn't even say 30 ever again for the rest of our lives. The floor should be 60 frames. However bad you have to make it look for it to hit 60 frames. That's just
so the Switch should just like combust and explode just for not.
I mean, it should. 60. It should have done that 3 years ago. But the newest Zelda should have come out, and then like 6 months later, they should have been like, all right, every Switch explodes now. You had your chance if you missed it.
Look, as long as the next one is backwards compatible and we can play all that crap at 60, let's go. Let's go.
All right, we want to thank everybody for listening to this episode. Again, new episodes upload every Friday. You can watch us at youtube.com/@LogOnGames. Let us know in the comments how you would fix Destiny 2 if you were a Destiny player. What do you want to see from Into the Light, etc. But that's going to do it for us here. We will be with you all again next.